KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, currently 41 degrees and partly cloudy at the KJAN studios, as today we are looking for a high of 67 degrees under mostly sunny skies. Won't be quite as windy as yesterday, as today we are looking for northwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson, KJAN News, as the news is brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In the news this morning, a meeting was held Thursday night in Cumberland regarding the future of the Cumberland Post Office. The Southwest Iowa District Representative from Congressman Steve King's office was at the meeting to give more information about the possible closure of the post office and answer questions from residents. Scott Corey from Steve King's office says that if the Cumberland Post Office were to close, the city would be left with a couple of options. The first option would include having the city switch over to a village post office system. Village post offices are operated by community businesses to provide selected postal products and services, including forever stamps and priority mail flat rate packages and envelopes. These retail units may also provide post office boxes either inside or outside the business. The other option is what would be known as cluster boxes. These would be a group of 16 boxes that would provide a centralized location for mail to be delivered. Corey noted that these boxes would be placed outdoors, meaning they would need someone from the Postal Service to clear out snow and ice. There would also be a 13-ounce limit in which residents would have to go to the nearest post office location to get mail that weighs over 13 ounces. Corey also notes that if the post office were to close, the city would still be able to keep its own zip code. As for rural delivery, he says the main change would be the delivery times. And although Cumberland's office is under review for closure, it does not necessarily mean that the post office will close for sure. KJAN News Time is now 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Strong winds Thursday sparked a number of farm field fires in northwest Iowa. More than 10 fires were reported in Clay, Palo Alto, O'Brien, and Buena Vista counties with dry and windy conditions. Media reports out of Spencer had wind gusts reported as high as 50 miles an hour. Authorities in northwest Iowa are requesting that all farm field activities be temporarily suspended. No injuries were reported as a result of those fires. The new addition to the Atlantic Medical Center opened on Wednesday, and CCMH says it served its first patient in the new building that day. The addition expands Suite C at the Medical Center, creating a patient care area to be used primarily for services provided by Dr. James Brown. The addition includes two patient exam rooms, one minor procedure room, one office, and some storage space, bringing the total number of patient exam rooms in Suite C to 8. Suite C is also the area of AMC that is used for the evening clinic hours from 5 till 7 o'clock. Patients with evening appointments will come in directly through the new Suite C entrance. Assistant Administrator for Physician Clinic Sue Marsh says the addition will enhance the care provided by Dr. Brown and also others at the medical center by making more space available for patient care. The AMC addition is the first step to be completed in the Cass County Health System's current construction and renovation project. With the weather starting to turn cooler, I should say, flu season is just around the corner. The Iowa Department of Public Health is encouraging all Iowans to get their yearly flu vaccination. The IDPH says they estimate, on average, 300,000 Iowans get the flu every year. They list the flu as one of the top 10 causes of death in Iowa. Getting a flu shot is one of the best ways to prevent catching the flu, as Cass County Community Health Coordinator Denise Coder spoke with LaVon Eblin yesterday on Backyard and Beyond, and she says it's important to note that flu vaccines have changed over the years.
They've done a lot of studies about that, and what they've discovered is that the vaccine does last longer than we originally thought. It's not like it lasts a lifetime when you get it, but we do know that it will carry you through the season just fine. So their recommendation now is when you get your vaccine, you should start administering it as soon as possible.
And as for who should get their flu shots?
Everyone 6 months and over. And that's changed, too. We used to have all what we call high-risk groups. And certainly some people are still more at risk than others if they would get influenza. And that would be the very old and the very young. But what we know is that, first of all, anybody can get influenza. And secondly, in order to provide that protection to the very old and the very young, the more of us that aren't in those categories that get vaccinated will help do that.
And there will be many opportunities to get your flu shot in the county. And Coder notes that the flu vaccines will also be available at many schools in Cass County.
We are planning on doing influenza vaccinations at all the school buildings in the county, including Elliott, which is actually part of the Grootville School District, but not in the county. We've made arrangements. Consent forms are going home this week, probably. They're due back around the 1st of October. We'll be in all of those buildings sometime in October giving vaccinations to kids. So if you're a parent, be watching for that coming home. It's very convenient for you. Parents of little children should know we don't do shots in those elementary schools. We take the mist only.
This year's flu vaccine is plentiful and available in both the injectable and also the mists, which is the spray options. And finally, the Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold their regularly scheduled meeting this morning. Included on the agenda this morning is a report from the Southern Iowa Rural Water Association as they plan to discuss rural water issues for Southwest Cass County. The meeting is scheduled for this morning at 9 o'clock at the Cass County Courthouse and is open to the public. KJAN News Time is now 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, 87-year-old Howard L. Merriman of Guthrie Center died on Monday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Howard L. Merriman will be held on today, actually at 10 o'clock, at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. 96-year-old Laura Schmitz of Wisconsin and formerly from Harlan died on Sunday, as massive Christian burial for Laura Schmitz will be held this morning at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 76-year-old Sylvia Carr of Greenfield passed away peacefully at her home on Tuesday. Funeral services for Sylvia Carr are going to be held tomorrow morning at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. 79-year-old Hazel L. Newton of Lewis died on Wednesday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Memorial services for Hazel L. Newton will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. 86-year-old Wilma M. Rosenberger of Nevada and formerly from Guthrie Center died on Tuesday in Nevada. Funeral services for Wilma M. Rosenberger will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. 46-year-old Brenda Schmitz of Ankeny and formerly from Atlantic died on Tuesday at the Mercy Hospice in Johnston. A celebration of life service for Brenda Schmitz will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Ankeny Christian Church. And 94-year-old Mercedes Bowers of Manning died on September 19th in Colorado. Funeral services for Mercedes Bowers will be held on Saturday, October 8th at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. And that's news on KJAN, as the news was brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. SkyScan forecast is next.